Hello, lovely people. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season and happy 2023. Holy shit. I can't believe another year has gone by already. But yeah, I just wanted to give you guys an update on how I've been doing and I guess my resolutions for content for this coming year. So I mentioned it briefly, like in my last post on Patreon on my audio that I like sort of alluded to it. And some of you guys, a couple of you guys sent me messages asking, just making sure I was okay, which was sweet. So I just figured I'd talk a little bit about it. But yeah, my mental health hasn't been the best this past year, especially in like the latter half of the year. I've like always struggled with depression for as long as I can remember at this point. But yeah, this past year was particularly bad. I don't know. Part of me feels guilty talking about it because I wanted this to be kind of a positive thing, but I don't know. Maybe it would be good to talk about. But I don't know. I just was struggling with feeling motivated to work on things. And there was a few points where I felt like just everything was going wrong, especially in my personal life. Like I mentioned it a couple different places here and there, but like there was just, especially there's like a couple months where just like every week something was like fucked up, either like my car broke down and then I fucking hit my head chasing my cat and gave myself a concussion. Like it was just nonstop, and I don't know if it was all that was contributing to it. I'm sure it was a factor, and there was also some other things that happened like in this space. I guess I've just been feeling very lonely in terms of like on this side of things, like as my sort of rum persona, I guess. I didn't ever really have like a ton of friends, like other creators that I talked to, but I did have some, and over like the course of the year, those friendships kind of died for various reasons. So that has had me feeling sort of isolated as well. And I mean, there's been other things too, like just the past couple of weeks I've had, I don't even know if I should say because they might be listening and then I don't want to give them satisfaction, but if they're listening to this on here, then that means they paid me. So fuck you. I win. But I've had like people trying to like dox me. That's why I ended up deleting all of my like AMA stuff, because people were like compiling it and trying to make guesses on like where I live or stuff about me and sending it to me like to try to threaten me, which is super fucked up. I think there was another creator just recently I saw something about who did get doxxed. I don't know to what extent, but yeah, don't do that. That's so fucking shitty. People have a right to privacy and to decide what they want to share or not, especially online in general, but especially with something like this where it's, you know, a not safe for work sort of thing. So that's really not cool, and that's been stressful, extremely so. And at times this past year I was even like having some suicidal ideations. I never acted on anything, like it never got that far, but yeah, it was just hard. If any of you guys listening have felt anything similar or feeling it, you know, lately, you know, I just want you to know that it's okay. Like, life's fucking shitty sometimes, but it gets better, you know, and you just have to give it time. And if you're really struggling with it, please reach out to like professionals or friends or family members, or call like the suicide hotline. I actually did that at one point and it did help. So yeah, you're not alone in how you're feeling. Okay. Not trying to be super down. But on a lighter note, the last couple weeks, this past month or so, I have been starting to feel a lot better. I changed my antidepressant meds a little bit, and I've been really working hard on having like a schedule in terms of my sleep. So I've been waking up at the same time. Sometimes when I get like, I start feeling really down, I just start sleeping in, you know, and till like ungodly hours. And I think that it does have an effect on my mental health. So I've been really good like this past month or so of waking up at the same time. I don't always go to bed at the same time because I get sidetracked on my phone, which I should probably just like leave my phone out of the bedroom or something, but I don't have the willpower to do that. But like, and having my cat too with me has definitely been like a lifesaver. My little black cat, she's my emotional support animal, and she is so amazing. I was gonna see if you'd come sit with me for this, but she's asleep on my bed and she's too cute and I didn't want to wake her. So I keep saying I will. Maybe next time I read a story, I will have her come sit with me. I did actually record one already, so then it won't be the next one. And I'm going to post that in a couple days, maybe when I go through and edit it. I got a phone call in the middle, so I have to edit that out. Wow, I'm getting sidetracked. So I don't know. But I also have been struggling with like my ADHD, which I also got diagnosed with around the same time. Like I was struggling with all of this. So that was a huge thing for me last year, is like getting that diagnosis and realizing a lot of things about myself that I've struggled with are because of that. And then it has been helping. Like I've been talking to people about it, and then also I got medicated for it. Although then, of course, right like after that freaking happened, now there's like a Adderall shortage, which is what they prescribed me. So like I had a good period of time where I wasn't able to get it refilled at all. And then I just kept putting off like talking to my doctors about it, because that's how my brain works. So yeah, lots of things. But I am feeling optimistic about this coming year. I'm really going to work hard to try to keep like a positive attitude and outlook on things. I'm going to try to be better. And that is going to translate a bit into, like I mentioned, I have some resolutions for my audio making for this coming year. I want to try to be better about keeping like a somewhat consistent schedule with posting. That's another thing. I think my ADHD, especially those of you who have it, probably can relate. It's really hard to keep a consistent schedule, and that's always something I've been absolutely terrible at. So I will probably miss days where I said I was going to post. That's just how I am, and I don't do it on purpose. I just really struggle to motivate myself sometimes. And I'm going to try to be better about responding to people. That's another thing that gives me anxiety. I don't know why. I just get so many messages from people on all, you know, on Patreon and on Reddit and everywhere. And it's just a lot. And then I feel like, okay, well, if I respond to one person, but then I don't have time to respond to everybody, what if those people see that I responded to other people and not them? And then they'll hate me, you know? These are like freaking, I run circles in my head going crazy, driving myself crazy. But I'm going to try not to worry about that stuff. And I'm also going to try to make more of the content that I kind of want to make, but I've sort of been nervous or scared to actually do, like stuff that's more story based, not always so heavy on the sexy times, which is scary because, like, that's, I think it's fair to say that that's why a lot of you guys are here. But I hope that you'll give some of my other stuff I want to make a chance. It's not going to be completely devoid of that, but it might be a bit more, you know, of a plot and things like that. I did try and, like, start a couple projects last year. Like, I had that fantasy one, which I need to come up with a better name for. I do want to bring that back at some point. I think with bigger series, like I was planning to do with that one, I think I need to write it out from the beginning, like plan out the whole thing, write all the scripts for all the individual parts, and then go through and start it. Because when I do it one at a time, like I was doing with that one, then I just start to second guess where I'm going with the story and everything, or like keep putting it off. So I think that would help me to release it, because then it ends up like this, where I released the last part, like, I don't even know, months and months ago, and now I worry that if I released another part of it, no one would care anymore. So I might do it like that, and then it'll be like a season, we'll call it. We'll pretend and like we're cool and not pretentious at all, but like a, you know, like a TV show or something. So I'll make it all and get it all recorded and edited, and then I can release it like every week or every other week. It won't be anything crazy, maybe like 4 or 5 parts or something. But I don't know. That's something that I want to try doing because I think it'd be fun. So I have 2 audios that are in the works for Patreon right now. One of which is being written by one of my lovely writer friends. I'm commissioning her to write. And then the other one is the cowboy one that you guys voted for and people have been asking for a long time. So with that one, I am going to try to do more like storytelling sort of stuff. But I'm, as like a way to ease myself into doing more of that, I'm forcing myself to make it just a single audio. So, because a lot of times I try to think too big. I think when I want to do something fun like that, I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to make it, you know, 10 parts and it's going to be all these different things and there'll be a bunch of different endings. And then I just get so bogged down with trying to make it so big and exciting that I just don't make anything at all because I worry about it. So I'm going to start small and ease my way into that sort of thing. So it'll be very different from my other content, I think. I've written about half of it so far. But I think it'll be cool. And hopefully you guys will like it and let me know what you think of it. But yeah, that's what my plan is for that. What else? Oh, other exciting stuff. I am going to be working with Snooza, who wrote the Double Trouble script that I did a while ago, like last month. We are working on a part 2, so it's going to be a bit, because obviously that's a, you know, a big undertaking. I think that is the longest audio I've made to date. I'm not sure. There might be a couple that are close and might be longer, but you know, that one was like almost an hour and had 2 parts. So I think I recorded, to put it in perspective, like, because I would do multiple takes of some of the lines, but I think the total amount of recording time that went into that for both parts of the 2 twins was like over 3 hours, and then cut down into that like 50 minutes, whatever it was, and then making sure everything lines up properly. And I worked really hard on the editing in that one to like add, you know, sort of binaural effect, because I don't actually have a binaural microphone. That was all done after the fact in editing. So it's a really big undertaking and a lot of you know, moving pieces. So that is coming. I don't have any idea when that will be. I will try to get it done as, you know, as quickly as I can, but don't expect it to come out like tomorrow. So, but I know I've been getting comments on that one asking about a part two, but it is coming. I just don't know when. Anyways, that is all I can think of to talk about for the moment. I just want to thank you guys again for being here and for supporting me. Without you guys here, half the stuff I make would not exist. I probably would have, you know, stopped making audios entirely. So I really appreciate you guys, and I wish you all the very best for your 2023s. Maybe some of you guys could have related to some of the things I said, and maybe we can all try to, you know, be happier and be a bit better in small little ways here and there together. So, you know, it just takes small steps here and there. That's all we can do, right? Just put one foot after the other. But yeah, I will see you guys around. There will probably be an audio on Patreon soonish. Either that story time that I recorded or a spicy audio very soon. So I love you guys, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.